Big FM Podcast.
Biker Divas with Prajakta, born to ride.
Biker Divas special episode. Women bikers across borders. Rider Zenith Irfan from Pakistan.
Hey, this is Zenith Irfan and you are listening to Bikers Diva that was hosted by RJ Prajakta.
So, shuru karte hain sabse pehli baat mujhe aapse ye puchni hai Zenith ki aapke bare mein kaha jata hai ki aap पहली पाकिस्तानी विमेन मोटरसाइकिलिस्ट है, तो ये कितना डिफिकल्ट था आपके लिए?
हाँ जी, मेरे भाई में जैसे द टाइम आई वाज द फर्स्ट वुमेन टू एक्चुअली राइड टेनकुंजरा पास, व्हिच वाज द पास व्हिच जो कनेक्ट करता है फ्रॉम Pakistan to India, and it is believed that I was the first female to, you know, take this trip. Itna lamba trip maine liya apne bike par, aur maine introduce kiya adventure riding ko to the females, you know, in Pakistan. A concept sa ek pehle bhi log karte the, but all of them were like either in families or like, you know, maybe males zyada karte the. जो लड़कियां थी वो कम करती थी, और लाइक दे वर ओनली राइड इन द सिटी, सो दैट इज व्हाई दे सेड दैट यू आर द फर्स्ट फीमेल टू डू सो. एंड इट्स लाइक मोर लाइक रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी बहुत थी, यू नो, लाइक एकदम से आप पे एक रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी आ जाती है दैट नाउ यू आर रिप्रेजेंटिंग योर कंट्री एंड लाइक यू नो पीपल आर लुकिंग अप टू यू, स्पेसिफिकली यंग गर्ल्स आर लुकिंग अप टू यू एंड वो कंसिडर कर रहे हैं आपको एक रोल मॉडल. And they are, so if you, you know, like that's the responsibility I feel. Mujhe ye feel hota hai ki there's no room for error and I have to watch whatever I say, whatever I post on social media. So, you know, and I enjoy this responsibility. Matlab mujhe bura nahi lagta, mujhe acha lagta hai and fakhr ki baat bhi feel hoti hai. It's an honor for me to be loved and adored by so many people, you know, in my country. So, yeah.
तो हमेशा हम लोग ये सोचते हैं कि पाकिस्तान में लड़कियों के लिए या लेडीज के लिए काफी सारी रेस्ट्रिक्शंस है, तो कभी जब आपने राइडिंग स्टार्ट की तो आपके लिए कुछ क्रिटिसिज्म हुआ था या किसी ने कुछ अपोज किया था?
हाँ, ये एक बात तो है कि जैसे कि साउथ ईस्ट एशियन कंट्रीज में सिंस आई हैव बीन टू नेपाल, आई हैव नोटिस्ड कि जब मैं नेपाल गई थी वहां पर everyone was riding a motorcycle or a scooter. So I believe the same thing is in India too, but in Pakistan it's not like that. Matlab yahan pe bahut kam ladki nazar aayegi on a bike, it's very different. And yahan pe wo concept when I started riding it was like 8 years ago. I was maine adventure riding 6 years ago ki thi, lekin jo city mein riding start ki thi that was 8-9 years ago. And main tab ki baat kar rahi hu, tab you know there were not many women riding, barely any woman you would see riding it. So so when I started it was like difficult in the sense ki pehle to mujhe samajh nahi aa rahi thi that you know who's going to teach me, but that was easily solved because my brother taught me how to ride, then mere bhai ne mujhe lessons diye, my mother encouraged my brother, you know, ki tum jao or you know give her lessons, she should know how to ride taki wo khud mukhtar ho, independent ho, wo apne kaam kar sake, you know, khud se. And to isse pehle to mujhe confidence kyunki wo ghar se mujhe mil raha tha, uske baad when I went on to society, you know, it was difficult because log na स्टे बोर करते थे एंड आई वाज़न्ट यूज्ड टू इट, मतलब ये दैट यू नो एक्स्ट्रा अटेंशन आई एम गेटिंग फ्रॉम द पब्लिक एंड आल्सो यू नो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यू आर राइडिंग अ मोटरसाइकिल, यू आर अ बिगिनर, उसके ऊपर लोग आपको यू नो देख रहे हैं तो आप और नर्वस हो जाते हो एंड इफ यू मेक अ मिस्टेक यू नो देन दे विल बी लाइक ओ लुक शी कैन नॉट राइड, देखो इसे तो कहते हैं लड़कियों को बाइक नहीं दो. That's because of their body language and the fact that they're not making the road safe for me. मुझे ये feel होता था, तो इसलिए मुश्किल थी, लेकिन लोगों ने as such मेरे जो इर्द-गिर्द मेरी family है या मेरे friends हैं उन्होंने मुझे कभी नहीं रोका. I believe that I was very privileged कि मैं एक ऐसी family में you know पैदा हुई जिन्होंने यकीन करते हैं, you know, like they don't clip my wings, they allow me to fly, you know, they allow me to prosper in my own passion. लेकिन जो कमेंट्स हैं ऑनलाइन उस पे आप अक्सर देखोगे कि समवन विल बी स्टिल कमेंटिंग, इट्स बीन सो लॉन्ग बट स्टिल यू आई वुड से अ कमेंट, आई थिंक इट्स वर्थ द चैलेंज, यू नो इट्स वर्थ इट.
करेक्ट करेक्ट.
बाइकर दीवा की ट्रैवल टिप्स,
तो मुझे बताइए कि वो मोमेंट जब आपने डिसाइड किया कि आप मोटरसाइकिलिंग स्टार्ट करेंगी और ये बात आपने अपनी फैमिली को बताई, तो वो मोमेंट कैसी थी?
So actually it wasn't like one moment, it was like series of events. They aise kuch series, they were like a good 2 year planning and a good 2 year series of events happening in my life. I'm speaking about the years 2013 2014, you know, when I was very young. I was like 17 18 years old. Main tab ki baat kar rahi hu. And those series of events were like, first of all, I finished my O levels. I finished my school. I was going into college. We were having a lot of problems, you know, in terms of commute. And tab mujhe masla ho raha tha ki main jaun, aur tab main Pakistan mein Uber kari, maine wo these facilities jo ab hum dekh rahe hain ye nahi thi. There were not many taxi facilities in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
So we were having problems, and then, you know, like that's how my mother actually encouraged my brother to, you know, teach me how to ride. And she was like, she should know how to go ride so then she can go to school. Mm-hmm. To school to ja sake, college to ja sake. And, you know, and of course, I always knew my father wanted to do it also, like, it was always there, you know, behind the background. But aisa nahi hua tha ki, oh, haan, I will do this for my father. It wasn't like one moment where I had an infamy that I'll do this. Aisa nahi hua tha. It was more like, oh, you know, halat aise ban rahe hain aapke financially. And then fast forward to 2015, early 2015, I actually went to this event called, and it's in Choristan Desert. And this desert actually borders Rajasthan, India. Rajasthan mein border karta hai desert ko. And वहाँ पे एक रैली होती है every February और March. Jeep rally thi, and I attended one of those rallies, and I was like, oh, I do love motorcycles. So I went with my brother over there to see the bikes and the cars. And over there, I was introduced to the biking community. And मैंने उन्हें बोला था, you know, like, I want to do this. My father wanted to do this. So मैं अब तो अपने लिए कर रही हूँ, but you know, eventually when I grow older, मैं ये करना चाहूँगी. I want to take a trip. And I remember everyone discouraging me, and they were like, you know, you can't do this. It possible nahi hai ki ladki ko aisa karna, itni lambe route pe jana. So, you know, I was like kind of disappointed ki main ek biking community se help mang rahi hu, but unhone mujhe bilkul kahin bhi support nahi kiya, you know. And then uske baad jaakar maine phir uski khud hi apni research ki, and I was like, no, I really want to do it. And my mother also told me ki it's better you do it now. So, you know, when you speak about my family, she was the one who was like, haan tum abhi karo, because she was like ki ek waqt aayega ki aage jaakar tum bahut busy ho jaogi, aur padhai hogi aur hazar cheeze hongi, ki you're 20 right now, you have the energy, just do it now, it's much better. And it was actually a very exciting time for my family ki hum kya karne lagi hu. And I'm preparing for the trip. So isliye aise tha, you know, I know it sounds weird. क्योंकि ऐसे नहीं होता है, you know, इंडियन या पाकिस्तानी फैमिलीज में. It sounds weird, लेकिन ऐसा नहीं हुआ, मेरे से ऑपोजिट था.
ओके, तो आपकी फर्स्ट राइड कौन सी थी, और जब आपने ये फर्स्ट राइड डिसाइड की तो आपने उसके लिए क्या क्या प्रेपरेशन किए, क्या क्या रिसर्च किया, और किस तरीके से आपकी प्रैक्टिस चल रही थी?
हाँ, मैंने जैसे मैंने बताया था, you know, like, since from my first trip, उससे तकरीबन 1.5 year या 2 years कह लो, I was already like riding, but not so much. I was just very बहुत कम मैं ride करती थी in the city. Like where I live. I live in an army area, a Kent area. तो यहाँ पे it's everything secure, the roads are clean, traffic कम होती है. I live very far away from the main city, जो लाहौर की जो main आपको जो अक्सर मूवीज या यू नो नजर आता होगा, यू नो इनर लाहौर, मैं उससे बहुत दूर रहती हूँ एक्चुअली. सो यू नो, एक तो मुझे बेनिफिट ये था, एंड आई स्टार्टेड राइडिंग फ्रॉम माय दिस एरिया. एंड उसके बाद ये हुआ था दैट मैंने जो अपनी बाइकिंग थी उसको प्रोग्रेस ऐसे किया था दैट आई फर्स्ट स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम माय 70cc एंड देन आई स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम माय 125. मैंने आहिस्ता आहिस्ता अपनी बाइक की जो पावर है उसको इंक्रीज किया. And when I wanted to go for the first trip, I have made friends in the biking community. Although, jo puri biking community mein se, main ye nahi kahungi ki sari biking community were discouraging. There were some very good people in them who did encourage me, who motivated me, who guided me ki haan, agar tumhe trip lena hai, usme tumhe ye karna hoga, you know, ye cheezon ki zarurat hai. And one of them was Adnan bhai. Wo Adnan Hussain naam hai. You can also, you know, see his pictures on my blog, Zenith Irfan, mere apne naam se hai. and I posted, he's like my mentor, he's a teacher of mine, and he was the one who guided me, you know, you need to pack like this, because when you're on a motorcycle, it is very different the way you pack things as compared to when you're traveling through plane, like you're fly kar rahe ho. So, you know, it's very different. I said, two pairs, keep a rain gear with you, like a raincoat, essential toiletries, and, you know, like, boots. So I bought these boots of mine, which, you know, waterproof hai, and ऐसे मैंने बैग भी मेरे पास नहीं था. आई एक्चुअली टुक माई फादर्स बैग, आर्मी बैग, जो बहुत देर का पड़ा हुआ था. एंड सरप्राइजिंगली इट वर्क्ड, मतलब इतने सालों में भी वो बैग खराब नहीं हुआ. सो यू नो ऐसे मैं प्रिपेयर किया, एंड सम ऑफ द थिंग्स आई लर्न फ्रॉम यूट्यूब, बिकॉज यूरोपियंस ट्रैवल अ लॉट ऑन मोटरसाइकिल्स. तो उनके कुछ चैनल्स थे तब, एंड आई वुड जस्ट लाइक गो ऑन टू यूट्यूब एंड look at their content and take guidance from there. So SSI preparation started, you know, that's how it started.
Acha. So ye first ride kitne kilometers ki thi, aur exactly kaun se place aap gaye the, matlab ye place kaise decide kiya tha aapne?
Oh ha, place it was very easy, because ye jo place tha wo north hi tha, Gilgit Baltistan. So like whenever you know, एक वो होता है अक्सर, इट्स वेरी डिफरेंट फॉर एवरीवन, बट फॉर अस बैक इन 2015, यू नो, बैक देन उसमें ये था कि ओ हाँ, हमने पुंजरा पास तक जाना है, वी विल बी क्रॉसिंग स्कर्दू, देवसाई प्लेन्स, वी विल बी क्रॉसिंग हुंजा एंड ऑल दिस प्लेसेस इन पाकिस्तान जो नॉर्थ में हमारे आती हैं, दोस टूरिस्ट एरियाज, एंड हमें इसे क्रॉस करते हुए वी विल गो इन टू पुंजरा. सो अदनान भाई मेरे एंटायर रूट मैप फॉर अस इज लाइक, oh, you know, hum log jahan jayenge, you know. Also, I didn't go solo. A lot of people think that I went solo. That's only because, you know, it's only because mere pe jo film bani thi na, like, you know, I'll speak more about that later. So a lot of people started thinking I did this solo, but my first trip was actually with a team of mine. Like, we had friends together. You know, we were like a bunch of friends going. So it was, it really helped me, because then that's how I first, it gave me like a head start ke aise humne karna hai ride. So isliye tab meri 125 cc thi, and the total kilometer was 3200 and 3000 kilometer tha, and I didn't even realize ki itna zyada tha. Only when I came back and looked at my meter, humne pura jab dekha, I was like, oh wow, there was like more than 3000 kilometers usme. You know, I touched all these places that I was mentioning, like Hunza, Gilgit hai, Punjab hai, Passu hai. You know, ye kuch areas hai, Deosai, Astor, Rama, all of these areas we covered, and I was able to maintain the coffee stamina. Now I feel I'm just like, I don't know, although I'm not old, a lot of people say that, don't say that you're old. I really don't feel old. I'm at 26 and I'm like, I don't even have that much stamina that I had when I was 20. But I was very energetic, and you know, I was like, wow. First experience था ना, so it was very like different.
आपको मोटरसाइकिल ने किस तरीके से बदल डाला, मतलब क्या चेंज आया खुद में?
It totally changed my life, because जब मैंने like I said, you know, like जब मैंने अपनी पहली trip ली थी, I was like a student, like I was in my first year of university, and I was like, oh, you know, I am doing this degree in marketing and finance, मैं double majors कर रही हूँ, I'm in freshman year. So मैं तो बस जॉब करूंगी, you know, like I'll just have a corporate job and I'll just be like doing this job. But I had never imagined that after my first trip, everything would change for me. My career course will change, my personality would change, my thinking would change. मुझे नहीं पता था इतनी कोई drastic change आएगा, you know. तो पहली बात तो ये है that in terms of my career, after that my first trip, मैंने फिर हर साल trip लिया. So 2015 में मैं Gilgit Baltistan गई, 2016 में मैं खैबर पख्तूनख्वा गई. यू नो, द पख्तून पीपल आपने सुना होगा, पेशावर एंड यू नो स्वात एरिया, जो पख्तून लोग हैं, मैं वहाँ गई. वहाँ पे भी जब मैं गई थी, मैं बहुत डरी हुई थी कि पता नहीं वो लोग क्या कहेंगे, क्योंकि यू नो हम इवन फॉर मी एज अ पंजाबी, आई हेयर सो मेनी स्टीरियोटाइपिकल थिंग्स अबाउट पख्तूनस, कि बहुत गुस्से वाले होते हैं या ऐसे होते हैं या वैसे. लेकिन वो सारे जो स्टीरियोटाइपिकल एक नोशंस थे दिमाग में बने हुए थे, दे ऑलवेज शैटर्ड when I traveled to KPK, and I realized that they're very hospitable, friendly people, and I don't need to fear for, you know, anything. You know, like I was very welcomed. So फिर मैंने सेकंड ट्रिप मैंने वहां लिया एंड देन थर्ड ट्रिप मैंने दोबारा गिलगित बल्तिस्तान लिया. सो यू नो 2015 16 17 तक आई वाज जस्ट सो बिजी ट्रैवलिंग एंड आई ड्यूरिंग दिस 3 years द फर्स्ट 3 years ऑफ माय एडवेंचर राइडिंग दैट्स हाउ आई स्टार्टेड हैविंग मोर ऑनलाइन प्रेजेंस. तो मेरे जो ऑनलाइन प्रेजेंस थी वो बहुत इंक्रीज हो गई. A lot of people started following me and they came to know more of me ki ek ladki hai wo bike chala rahi hai, you know. Even in India a lot of people started following me from India also, you know. It was so surprising for me, you know, ki mujhe itne sare log support kar rahe hain and then the career wise mein thoda sa aise change hua ki, you know, companies started reaching out to me. They were like, we want to sponsor your trips. So mujhe to pata bhi nahi tha ki aise hota hai that, you know, sponsorship bhi hoti. After that, after that first trip, I took my entire life changed. Entire life, yeah.
Biker Diva Scrapbook.
सबसे पहली बात कि कभी रिलेटिव्स ने बोला था कि लड़की होके बाइक चलाएगी या अभी इतनी बड़ी हो गई शादी कर लेना?
नहीं, नो, किसी ने नहीं कहा अभी तक. I guess I'm lucky. किसी ने कहा है यार.
Yeah, that is true. What does fame mean to you?
Responsibility. I feel it's responsibility for me.
Bike is?
Senator Farm.
Okay.
It's me, yeah.
One thing you cannot live without?
I can't live without is my freedom to ride. I think I can't live without this.
Okay.
I can't be caged. Like, I cannot be caged. Yeah. Okay.
One skill you haven't mastered yet?
I have not mastered the skill of calming down. I mere anxiety level thoda kam hua hai, but still I am the skill of calming down and being less anxious. I'm still mastering this.
आपके लिए इंस्पिरेशन कौन है? मतलब आप तो काफियों के लिए इंस्पिरेशन बन चुकी हो, लेकिन आपके लिए कौन इंस्पिरेशन बना है?
क्या
देना चाहोगे?
Women bikers kid, my message would be that if you are a woman and you're riding, trust me, you are so different. You automatically are like very different, and you, I'm sure, know the meaning of life and how it feels like to be on the road. Or if anyone who's like looking up to riding in the future, is that don't think twice, do it, because ye aisa experience hai jo aapki zindagi badal dega, aapko badal dega, aur aapka perspective of human relationships and nature badal dega, you know. So yes, if someone is looking up to a passion, and generally agar aapko riding ke ilawa koi passion hai, my general message would be is that do not listen to others. They don't pay your bills. Just go for it. And a few years down the lane, you will thank yourself ki you took that decision of pursuing your dream. Mera ye hoga. Just believe, really believe in yourself.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you so much again. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Biker Divas with Prajakta. Born to ride. Only on 92.7 Big FM.
Big FM Podcast.